end the discussion, the fourth parak of Hilchos Talmud Torah, about an iser to be melamed she talmid she'eno hagun. And we noted that the Rambam seemed to have something of a mechudash reading of the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Kaf Chas, because the simple reading of that Gemara is that Reb Lazar ben Azariah is simply salkul l'shomer ha-pesach, and they weren't doing any checking anymore. But the Rambam seems to maintain that the iser, based on the Gemara Nechulin, and the Gemara uses hyperbolic language of Kizorik Evan Lamarkolis, that it's like an act of Avodah Zarah, which itself should be explored. We didn't fully treat that yesterday. The Rambam quotes that Gemara, and the Rambam seems to feel that what Reb Lazar ben Azariah must have done, Hamidu Talmidim Harbe, was allow in the Tam, the people that, you know, didn't have a proven track record. But nonetheless, there was still a mechanism for keeping people out that had a Talmud She'enu Hagun, a reputation. You don't have to read the Gemara that way. You can simply say that Reb Lazar ben Azariah said, we're going to give everybody a Cheskas Kashrus, and not only are we going to give everybody a Cheskas Kashrus, we were simply, you know, moving beyond the Talmud She'enu Hagun type agenda. And the Rambam does not take things in that direction, which is quite fascinating, despite the fact that the simple reading of the Gemara is that no check whatsoever was involved, A, and B, the fact that the Gemara says in such a positive direction that, you know, Ho Yoma, that very day, Masachas Eduyos, which of course is the Bechirasa, came into being. So the Rambam here, Lishitaso, the entire Hilchos Talmud Torah, moves ben lomo to lamed. So we start off with Ein Malamdin Torah, Lotam Chahagun, Noe b'ma'asav. And then the Rambam moves from the Talmud to the level back of the Rav. V'chein ha-Rav, she'no holich v'derech tova, aval pi shechacham gadolhu, v'chol am tzrichin lo, Ein mislamdim mimenu ad shuvo l'mutav. Right, so the Rambam, again, is integrating lomo to lamed. As pointed out by the Kesef Mishnah, the Makkah of the Rambam seems to be the Gemara and Moed Katan and Daf Yad Zayin, where the Gemara quotes what the Rambam is about to say. Shenemar ki sivzei kohen yishu v'das tar yivakshu m'piyo ki malach Hashem tzvachos hu. Amr chachamim im arav doma l'malach Hashem tzvachos yivakshu tarah m'piyo im lav al yivakshu tarah m'piyo. So this line is quoted in the Gemara twice, one in Moed Katan Daf Yad Zayin, one in the Gemara Chagiga Daf Tesvav. Let's explore a little bit. He says, harav shein holich b'derech tova, so what's really fascinating about it is if you look in the Gemara in Moed Katan Daf Yad Zayin, it says that there was, and the Kesef Mishnah quotes it, he notes it, he says, Perak Elu Megalchin, Gabi Ha'ut Surba Me Rabbanan Davut Srichule Rabbanan, V'havu Sanu Shum Anei, there were bad things being said about him, he was involved in Znus, the Gemara indicates though he did it privately. He's Avad Kid Rabbi Eli. Rabbi Eli says in Yitzra Misgaber, what do you do? Lo Vishchorim, you go to a different makom. Vishamte Rabbi Yehuda. And effectively, he was never let out of this Cherim. Eventually, he becomes attacked by a bee. He's stung on his Aver Hamin, and, you know, Mida Keneged Mida, as Tosos points out, and the individual dies. So in that Gemara, the Gemara says that he's a Tzurba Me Rabbanan, and he wasn't the Gadol Hador. And even though the Gemara does indicate Dehavu Tzrichulei Rabbanan, Rashi on the Gemara notes Be'asrei, that he was a rabbi in that particular town. The Rambam goes much further. Avu Bishachacham Gadolhu V'cholam Tzrichim Lo. Right, the Rambam seems to be going much further than the Gemara. Point number one to consider. Point number two, and the Lech HaMishnah needs to be credited with this, is, well, what about the other instance of that Gemara? Because the Gemara quotes in Chagiga Daf Tesvav, in the context, of course, of Reb Meir Nacher, and the Gemara says, Reb Meir, right, how is it possible that he was Gomer Mipiv Da Acher? Exactly. Very good. So that Pasuk is, So the Pasuk says, V'libcha Tashis Lidvarai. The divrei hem lo nemar el advarai. Right, had aznachal lishma divrei chachamim vilibcha tashis lidvarai. That was Reb Meir was doresh that pasuk. The divrei hem lo nemar el lidvarai. So had aznachal lishma divrei chachamim is get all the information and then tashis libcha lidvarai and then, you know, a filtration process where you take all the things that are important. and you reject all the things that you know that you could have picked up from Alcher that were not appropriate. So the Lecha Mishnah says something absolutely fascinating. He says, you know, if you look in that Gemara would seem to justify Reb Meir's position by being mechalik between a gadol and a katan. That given the filtration process, we would trust Reb Meir to, as a gadol, as this Reb Meir, of course, was lomed from Reb Yehuda Hanasi in his youth. That's the Gemara in Erevin Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara in Yevamos Daf Samach Beis, that he was a Talmud of Rebbe Kiva, right? One of the Chamisha Talmidim Bedarim. So Acher wasn't, you know, coming in when Reb Meir was a Katan. He came in Reb Meir was a Gadol. And the Lecha Mishnah notes, you know, the Rambam does not pask in that Gemara. The Rambam rejects the Habe Katan, Habe Gadol. He just says it across the board. So in two respects, we could say the Rambam was more Machmir. Number one, which is not obvious altogether. There's another area when the Rambam paskins the halacha of lo saguru mipnei ish. The Rambam says the dayan is allowed to recuse himself at a certain point in the court case. But he says if he's irreplaceable, kola am tzrichim lo, he's not allowed to recuse himself, right? And yet the Rambam here says that even if it's kola am tzrichim lo, right, nonetheless such an individual is not to be a teacher until. Until he's rehabilitated. So again, that's one chumra. The second chumra is the Rambam is a mechalik between gadol and katan. Now, putting the Rambam all together here in, you know, Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, we see the Rambam is machmir on both fronts, because we said the Rambam says ein melamdin Torah l'tam nehagu noy b'masav o l'tam. The way they apparently understood Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was not to, so to speak, eradicate or eliminate and in de facto way, the Isser against being Malami, the Talmud Shenu Hagun, which is the way that it sounds from the simple reading of the Gemara, right? That Rabbi Gamliel was Machmer, but Talmud Shen Tochel Kivaro, Lezer ben Azariah was Mekel. So the Rambam is Machmer both on the level of Ein Malamdin and at the level of from whom can one learn. The Rambam is Machmer here across the board. But there is another subtle distinction that I wanted to raise and then make one final point. It's interesting. The Talmud Shenu Hagun, according to the Rambam, has to undergo some process of assessment, evaluation. Manhigin oso b'derach yishara, critical point. Ubodkin oso, v'achar kach machnisin oso lebeis ha-medrash. That there has to be a bedika. And the Rambam does not have the bedika when it comes to the Rav. So there's an internal distinction to be drawn there. One final, just a general he'ara, with respect to this issue, is that this idea of, you know, kisir seikon yishmadars, yivakshu mipiu kimalach Hashem tzvakosu, imdomar alamach Hashem tzvakos, yivakshu tar mipiu, vimlava yivakshu tar mipiu, right, sounds quite different than the gather that the Rambam is using here. Right, when it says, v'chena rav shino holich v'derech tova, he's actively involved, and especially if you go back to the Gemara in Moed Katan Daf Yud Zayin, this person was involved in a serious aveira and znus. Right, we're not saying that he literally has to be a Malach Hashem Tzavakos. And I think that even according to the Rambam, who generally speaking is Machmer here, the Pasuk is more a Melitza than anything else. Because nobody's going to deny, in fact, the Rambam paskins, that Roteach Bishgaga, right, Harav Shagala, that the Talmidim and the Yeshiva follow him. Is that person a Malach Hashem Tzavakos? Clearly not. He's a Roteach Bishgaga. He's a Roteach. He's a Chalo Shem Roteach. A Roteach, whether it's Roteach Mezer or Roteach Bishgaga, is not a Malach Hashem Tzavakos. So again, you know, there's an aspirational quality of this. Even Lashita Sarambam, who in particular is Machmir, you know, with respect to this issue, Kimal Hashem Tzavakosu establishes the ideal. But when you have that contravening source in terms of Ir Miklat, you know that it's not really Malach Hashem Tzavakos. We would all like to, you know, aspire to that, and some of us have been fortunate to have that in terms of, you know, like Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal was your site we just marked. But again, it remains, even within Shitas HaRambam, something aspirational. Yet another example, the Rambam's integration of Lilmod and Lamed. He starts with, you know, who are we allowed to teach? The Lamed side, from whom are we allowed to learn? The Lilmod side, it's all integrated with Shitas HaRambam.